Okay, good afternoon. I appreciate everyone's flexibility with the timing this afternoon. I want to thank Young Israel Deerfield, who sponsored the learning this week. And we begin a new topic, which will definitely only begin this week. It's a fantastic topic, and it is a Shas topic. Again, we've been defining a Shas topic as being relevant to one, more than one Masechta, relevant to more than one area of Halacha, something that comes up across different areas in Halacha. Miktsas Hayom Kekulo is just such a topic. It's most popularly applied where? Avelus. In the world of mourning. Everybody knows that the Halacha is a mourner observes Shiva, which really isn't Shiva. It's 6 days plus, meaning the morning of the seventh you observe a little, either right after davening, or someone comes over and is menachem, and you come out of Shiva, and miktas hayom, a portion of the day, is kikulo. It's as if the entire day was observed. That applies not only on the seventh day of Shiva, it applies to Shloshim. Say miktas hayom kikulo on the 30th day as well. Does it apply to the 12th month, to Yud Beis Chodesh? Do you say the last day of the year of mourning, the morning, miktas hayom kikulo, on the last day of the year of mourning?
The 12th month.
Do you apply miktas hayom kikulo for Yud Beis Chodesh? That is a machlokas. And we'll see exactly what they're arguing about. But while most popularly known as a rule within the laws of Avelus, miktas hayom kikulo has many, many applications. And what we'll spend our time seeing is, when do we apply miktas hayom kikulo and when do we not? So, for example, in Avelus we do, and that's source number one. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Tes tells us the following. It's a machlokas Abba Shaul Nechachamim, but Abba Shaul is of the opinion that miktas hayom kikulo. So if the seventh day is Erev Yontif, Abba Shaul says you can apply the seventh day as miktas hayom kikulo, Shiva's over, and it also counts as the first day of Shloshim, and therefore when Yontif comes, it is mevatel, it nullifies, it cancels Shloshim. We know that Shabbos does not cancel Shiva and Shloshim, Yontif does. So what happens if Shiva concludes on Erev Yontif? Do you say, true, miktas hayom kikulo, the morning is as if you observe the whole day, you're done, but the rest of the day is still not available to count as a day of Shloshim, such that you can claim you've begun to observe Shloshim, and now Yontif cancels Shloshim? That's the opinion of the Chachamim. But Abba Shaul says, yes, you can apply. Miktas hayom kikulo means that Shiva's over, and the rest of the day is the beginning of Shloshim. In other words, when you say miktas hayom kikulo, does Shloshim begin that day, or is it a fulfillment of Shloshim, or is it still not until the next day? That is a machlokas. The Chachamim agree in the principle of miktas hayom kikulo. They disagree in the specific application. But we see here miktas hayom kikulo applied in the world of Avelus, Moed Katan Yud Tes, as we said, clearly applied in Shiva and applied in Shloshim. It's a machlokas whether you apply it to Yud Beis Chodesh, and we'll come back to explain why. A second area where miktas hayom kikulo applies is in the law of Nazir. Source number two. The Gemara Nazir Da'afei Amadeis tells us that a Nazir, Stam Nazirus, is Shloshim Yom. If a person says, I hereby vow, I accept upon myself to live as a Nazir for 5 years, then that's his term of Nazirus, or her term of Nazirus. A woman can also be a Nazir. Famously, it's one of the questions Rav Schechter asked to get in the Kollel. Can a woman be a Nazir? Can a woman be a Nazir? So, you know, it's one of the trick questions that Rav Schechter famously asked. You have some guys who start clearing, is it a mitzvah shasman? Grama, Nazirus, Laila, yeah. It's a pasuk. State in a pasuk. Isha, Isha. It says in a pasuk, a woman can. So, a man or a woman does not declare exactly the length of the term of Nazirus. They just say, I hereby accept to be a Nazir. Stam Nazirus is? Shloshim Yom. Just like a Stam Hava, if a person doesn't declare the term or the length of the loan, the default, the assumption of the length of the loan is 30 days. Similarly, if you don't declare the length of the Nazirus, the default of the length of the Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. So, whether it's Shloshim Yom, the Gemara here is making reference to that, Tlasin Yomid, 30 days, whether it's Shloshim Yom, longer, shorter, but would you say Miktas Hayom Kikulo on the last day of Nazirus? In other words, what happens if the Nazir becomes Tameh the afternoon of the 30th day? Does it nullify the entire Nazirus, and he's got to start again? Or would you say, miktas hayom kikulo? Once the morning came, he was up. So it's a complicated Gemara when you apply or how that applies exactly, but the Gemara ends up concluding that miktaseyom kakulo, that we do apply it in the world of Nazir. So far we've seen, what?
Till he brings the
korbanos. True, that's a technicality, till he brings the korbanos. That's why the Gemara is dealing with that there. The Reisha and the Seifa, and the Seifa is a kasha according to Rav Masna, because miktaseyom kakulo, some amount of shachet should either undo all. Let's say your Nazirus was for a year, and then you become Tamei. So does it undo just a week or 30 days, the whole year? It's a whole discussion. But the point is that we apply the principle of Miktaseyom Kekula, part of the day is as if it's the whole day. We see it applied in the world of Avelus. We see it applied in the world of Nazirus. Then we have two areas of Halacha where we do not apply it. So for example, source number 3 is the Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara, the Mishnah first in Erchin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says, HaMocher Bayis Bebatei Arei Choma, Hareza go miyad ve go kol shnei masar chodesh. There's a halacha of batei arechoma. What is that halacha? Torah tells us that in the 50th year we have yovel, the jubilee year. And in the jubilee year, in the yovel year, property returns to its ancestral owner, to its original owner. That's true for property from an unwalled city. From a walled city, the halacha is, if there's a sale of property, the seller has the right to redeem, i.e. buy back the property, for how long?
1 year.
1 year. 12 months. After the 12 months, if he's not exercised that right and purchased or redeemed back the property, he cannot do so again, and it's exempt from Yovel. It does not return to him in Yovel. It's a special halacha. Probably exeris akasa of different reasons. So for different people offer suggestions why that law should apply, what's different about a walled city and an unwalled city in terms of the transfer of property and the redemption of property. That's not our topic for today, or maybe for any time in the near future, but batei arechoma. So would you apply miktaseyom kakulo? Do you say, does the buyer on the last day of the 12th month have a right to say to the seller, no backsies, too late, miktaseyom kakulo, part of the day is like the whole day, so the entire year is up. True, you came in the 11th hour of the last day, and now you want to redeem the property, but say miktaseyom kakulo. So the Gemara says you do not say that. Why? We learn it's 12 months exactly from the hour that the sale took place. If it was 3 p.m. on Tuesday, 12 months later, 3 p.m. You have till 3 p.m. You don't say Miktaseyom Kakulo. We do not define the whole day by the beginning of the day. We define the day to define the 12th month as the exact time the house was sold. Why don't we apply Miktaseyom Kakulo to Batei Arechoma? We apply it to Avelus, say the 7th day and the 30th day, part of the day is like the whole day. We apply it to Nazirus, that the last day of the Nazir's term is as if he observed his term. Why don't we apply it? Why can't the buyer say part of the day is like the whole day? Too late. You can't come back. Also, we see the Gemara in Zevachim, source number 4. When it comes here, the Gemara is talking about the Korban Pesach. And the Sev, the Korban Pesach, Amar Rava, Tanya said, Tamim Zachar Ben Shana, Shei Tamim Uben Shana, Bishas Shchita, BeKabbalah BaAlacha BeZrika Minayin. The Alacha is that the Korban Pesach has to be a Set Tamim Zachar Ben Shana. That's Tamim, it's got to be a year. So what happened if he celebrates his birthday between the Shchita and the Kabbalah, or between the Kabbalah and the Alacha, the Zrika, and so on? 4 stages of the offering of the korban. You shecht, you slaughter it, you gather the blood, you walk with the blood, and you sprinkle the blood. How do you know that this criteria of being a ben shana, a year, applies also for the latter 3 stages, not just for the first of Shechita? What if he celebrates his birthday, the animal, the lamb, after the Shechita? Tamad lomar, yiya, kol aviyasa lo yu elatam uben shana. All of its existence as a korban. There are 4 parts to the korban, so for his participation in all 4 parts of the korban, he has to be that same age criteria.
How is it possible? If it's born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you shecht the tree, the zrika will be 5 or 10 after 3.
Oh, look at the last line that I underlined in source 4. Amarava zosomeres shos poslos bekadshim. Exactly your point, that you're defining by the hour. Meaning the birthday is not just that morning. The birthday, how could it? The Gemara wants to know. Mamanavshach. You can't do the shechita until it's daylight. Once it's daylight, you can have all the stages at the same day of his birthday. Mm-hmm. So how do you have it that he celebrates, the lamb celebrates his birthday between the stages of shechita? You can only have that if you define his age, not by the day, but by the hours. So in other words, when it came to Avelis and Naziros, Miktas Yom Kekula, part of the day is like the day. And when it comes to Batei Arechoma and Karbonos Kodshim, we go Me'es Leis. We don't say the beginning of the day is the whole day. We say you go based on 24-hour units from the hour in which it launched and which it began.
My question is, how could you have a kosher korban? A kosher korban pesa? If it's 3 o'clock, you have, if it's about 3 o'clock, you have to wait until 3 o'clock.
Oh, so you have to, you got to check his birth certificate. So you got to check his birth certificate. That's a technicality. You got to check his birth certificate. But it can come up, yes. What? Yes. Yeah. Shh. Yeah.
What is the definition? Is it 12 months or is it a year?
You talking about reading the Megillah?
No.
What are you talking about? Batei Arechoma, yeah. We said it's Me'es Leis, Tom Shnas Mum Karana. Oh, no, it's 12 months.
It's 12 months.
That's what the Mishnah says. Shnei Masar Chodesh. Oh, you're saying in an Iber Shana, would the Batei Arechoma halacha change? Ad Melo, the Pasuk says, Ad Melo Oslo Shana. So Ad Melo Oslo Shana, is it a Shana of 12 months, or if a Shana, Iber Shana? I don't know, that's a good question. What? Yeah. In other words, with the bar mitzvah, though, it's less of a question because, in other words, meaning is his bar mitzvah an Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? But even if you want to say it's an Adar Rishon, you've hit the 12 months. The Adar Sheni is the 13th month. There's a separate question, which is the real, will the real Adar please stand up? For Yaretzites, for bar mitzvahs, for so on and so forth. But let's not. All right, we're gonna suspend the questions for a minute. Oh, sorry, you're right. The Mishnah itself says it. I'm sorry. Correct. The Mishnah itself says it. Shnei Admelos Loshana. Kshomer Tamim Malahavias Chodesh Ibor. It includes. Yeah. Shkoyach. 13 months. Yeah. The Mishnah itself says it. Baruch Hashem. It's a good thing Phil's back. Okay. So what's the difference between Avelos? I get an excuse. I just got off a 14-hour flight. What's the difference between Avelos and Naziris, where you say Miktas Yom Kekula, and Batei Arechoma and Kodshim, where you don't? So Tosfos in Erechin deals with this. And Tosfos says the following. There's a fundamental difference between the two. What is the word that appears both with Batei Arechoma and Kodshim that does not appear for Avelos or Naziris? Shana. Year. Shana means Tamima. When you say a year, you mean the full year. This is going to be the machlokas about Yud Beis Chodesh. Machlokas Radvaz and other achronim about do you apply Miktas Yom Kekula to the end of Avelos, the end of the 12th month? Meaning, you could say Miktas Yom, part of the day is like a day. That's nice. But the definition of Batei Arechoma and Kodshim is not defined by the day, it's defined by the year. The day might be over after the beginning of the day, but the year is not complete till the end of the year. The fact that a day is over doesn't mean the year is full. So Miktas Yom Kekula means that the morning part of a day is as if it's the whole day. Miktas Yom is Kekula of the day. We'll see. We're not going to get to it today, obviously. But the Chakira, Miktas Yom Kekula, is going to be, does it mean literally is the day over and a new day has begun? Or the observance is over and we are exempt from observing it through the rest of the day? We'll see exactly what does it mean, Miktas Yom Kekula. But whatever it means a din in the Yom. Miktas Hayom is Kekula. Part of the day is like a day. Why should it apply to Shloshim then? Why does Miktas Hayom Kekula apply to Shloshim? Because what is Shloshim made up of?
30 days.
Shloshim is 30 days. Someone else needs a copy? There's an extra copy. Shloshim is 30 days. So Miktas Hayom means part of the day. Shloshim demands not, you don't observe a Chodesh, you observe Shloshim Yom. So the 30th day is all 30 days are complete. So one day means the seventh day is complete, Shiva is complete. The 30th day is complete, Shloshim is complete. But the fact that at the end of 12 months, part of the day is like a day, that's a nice din for a day. This is a din in a year. And a year is not complete until the end of the year. I understand, it sounds like a paradox. If the day is over, how could the year not be over? Because it's two different periods or units of time. The day could be over, but the year is not over until the year is over. So this is what Tosfos says in Erech and Lamed Aleph, source 5. Miyom liyom meis leis. Me'atom shnas mem koron nafka. Meseches nida perish agon rab elchona. De davka bate arechoma b'ina meis leis lasas. Aval ina tohasam, de masal neymar dazlinan bahen, basa shonam shalem, velo basa shnos olam. B'kula lo b'ina meis leis, the shos de bate arechoma, davku de galalei kro. Aval de enach lo. So when the pasuk uses the term shana, that's when it's telling you meis leis. That's when it's telling you you need the end of a year based on when it began, either a year ago or a year ago, both for Kachim and for Bate Arechoma. So you apply Mitzvah Kekula to Avelus and Nazirus. You don't apply it. What's the fundamental difference between the two? When the unit is defined by a day, part of the day can be a day. But when the unit is defined by a year and the Torah uses the term Shana, both in Bate Arechoma and in Kachim, so even if the day is up, the year is not yet. The year is not yet up. Now, do you say, Mikseyam Kakula, we've been talking about from the perspective of a kula. So in Nazirus, it's a kula. That part of the day, you're done with your term of Nazirus. In Avelus, it's a kula. Seventh day, get up, and you can go take a shower. The 30th day, you can go shave. It's a kula. Would you say Mikseyam Kakula as a chumra? In Bate, I guess it would depend if you're the Mocher Lokeach in Bate Arichoma and in Kachim. So the Milchas Chinuch has exactly this question in a very fascinating case. Sefer HaChinuch writes a din, source 6. There's a halacha, shel yichnesu akonim lemikdash migudolei seyar. There's a halacha that the konim cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash without having a haircut. Shel yikantsu akonim lemikdash migudolei seyar, kamo sheyasu avelim, kolom ha-sheyilu yigdol sarasem. The avel has to grow his hair or her hair. They're forbidden for getting a haircut. And the opposite is true for the Kohen. Shenema roshechem al tifru, v'amar targim lo tirban parua, v'yechezkel anavi bi'er, v'amar upar lo yishachu, k'mochei nebe metzora v'roshe yiparua, amr b'sifra yigdal pera, v'loshan sifra o, roshechem al tifru v'ad tigod lu pera. So the Minchas Chinuch on this din says the following. The halacha that a Kohen can't go into the Beis HaMikdash without getting a haircut. How often, what's the definition, how often does a Kohen need to get a haircut? Different people have different minhagim, how often they get a haircut. So the Mishnah Chazal already told us, a different din for a king, a different din for a Kohen, Kohen Godol. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes the following. We learn from Nazir that what is the definition of having unkept hair? 30 days. I am a nazir, I am a beis, and I am a naziris. The nazir lechatchil megaleach yom shloshim ve'achad. The nazir shloshim yom krav mas nasham. That we say stam naziris is 30 days, so he doesn't get his haircut till the 31st day. Uvidiyevet him gelach yom shloshim yatsa. But if he got a haircut on the 30th day, he's not undone the naziris. Why? Because it makes it say yom kekulo. If he got the haircut on the 30th day, true lechatchila. Unlike with Avelus, we don't say lechatchila. Keep sitting Shiva till the end of the 7th day. The Chatchila, you get up in the morning. Why? What's the difference between Avelus and Nazirus? Avelus, we always follow Divrei Ameko. But when it comes to Nazirus, the Chatchila, you wait to get a haircut till the 31st day. If you got it the 30th day, you didn't undo the Nazirus because Mixiam Kekula. In Ken Nicholas Vuke says, the Minchas Chinuch, if that's the case, we have the following suffix. So, when are you defined as needing a haircut? When are you defined as not having had a haircut? On the 31st day, since l'chatchil of the nazir should wait till the 31st day, or the 30th day, since b'diavad mixes yom kekulo, he could get a haircut on the 30th day. That's a suffix that comes out of this. V'chein nira. The fact sounds like, since you could have gotten the haircut on the 30th day, if you go 30 days without a haircut, That would be the Isser for the Kohen to enter the Mikdash. V'davke b'yom shloshim b'boker, d'gav minazer mo t'glachas b'di'evet. V'abaleh shloshim lo. When would you violate having, entering the Mikdash without a haircut? Only the morning of the 30th, not beginning the night before. It's just like the Nazir is not eligible to get the haircut till Mikdash Hayom, till the morning, so to the Kohen is not eligible to violate the Isser by going until the morning. To Mikdash Hayom kekulu lo minah el b'yom v'lo b'layla. I am shas, kama pa'amalin zav, zavav, avelos, lave para pater gam kam. Im kain, where I'm now on the underline in source 7, this is the Milchas Chinuch Sofik. Im nichnas b'yom shloshim kodem alas ha-shachar, lebein ulam v'l mizbeach, v'sha'asham at sheheir ha-shachar, over Balavim Eino Yotze. So if the Kohen, who has not had a haircut in 30 days, goes before dawn into the Mikdash, stands between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and waits there until the dawn. Now he's over, says the Minchas Chinuch, is he over a lav if he doesn't leave? Okay, true, his being there passively is a lav she'en bo maisa, but would you get malchus here? Lokim b'chiyai gavna. You would get malchus here. So the Minchas Chinuch is applying Mikdash Yom Kekulo as not a kula, but a chumra. The Kohen might say, what are you talking about? I know that I can't come to the Mikdash without getting a haircut for 30 days. It's not a full 30 days yet. It's just the morning. If you say Mikdash Yom Kekulo and you learn it from Nazir, lekula, then you should apply it, says the Minchas Chinuch, to the case of a Kohen and a haircut, l'chumra. So that is a fifth application, or a third application. We said we don't apply it to Batei Arichoma, we don't apply it to Kachim, because there the term Shana is used, and it's not Miktas HaShana Kishana, it's Miktas HaYom Kekulo. We do apply it to Avelis and Naziris, and according to the Minchas Chinuch, we might even also apply it to the din of a Kohen going into the Mikdash without a haircut for 30 days. After all, the Kohen learns that din from where? From the case of the Nazir. The Yotzer HaGaonim brings up...
Mikdash Hayom Kekulo is always Lekula, no?
No, there would be Lechumra. If the Kohen gets Malkus for the... So the Minchas Chinuch thinks it does. Lokim b'chei gavna. Minchas Chinuch, one could argue and disagree. But the Minchas Chinuch understands it from Nazir, even Lechumra. Now, the Yotzer HaGaonim source number 8, the Yotzer HaGaonim and Tainus, brings up a question which would make you and me and my mother in particular very happy. What's his question? He wants to know, so why not Asuba Mikdash Hayom Kekulo? If Tisha B'Av is a fulfillment, if we have the Nihuge Avelus, on Tisha B'Av we are all Avelim. Right? In the Rav's formulation, Rabbi Soloveitchik's formulation, we, for the 3 weeks, have the din of Shloshim, and the 9 days, I'm sorry, for the 3 weeks, we have the din of Yud Beis Chodesh, and the 9 days, we have the din of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av, we have the din of Avelim. We sit low to the ground, and we don't wear leather shoes, and we don't shave and get a haircut, and we follow the rules of Avelim. Even not wearing tefillin in the morning might be like the Avel, who doesn't wear tefillin at first. So, by the way, there's a big discussion about that too. We're not going to get into. Do you apply Mikdash Hayom Kekulo there, L'chumra, that the Isser to wear tefillin, you've been yotzei the Isser at tefillin in the morning, so Mikdash Hayom as if I didn't wear tefillin, and now I have to put tefillin on, or now I can put tefillin on. Would you apply Mikdash Hayom Kekulo sort of in the inverse, that I fulfilled as if I didn't wear tefillin all day, because Mikdash Hayom Kekulo, and now in the afternoon I can put tefillin on, because the Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day. The Avel. That's true if the Misa and Kfura happened on the same day, then the Avil doesn't wear the whole day. So the Otsar Gona wants to know the following. Tisha B'Av we observe like Shiva. We sit low to the ground, no leather shoes, no shaving, no haircut. We act like Avelim. Tisha B'Av is a din in Avelus. Well, if in Avelus we apply Mikdash Hayom Kekulo, why can't we say a shtickle kinos and call it a day? Get up and go home. At night you listen to Eicha, sit low to the ground. In the morning you come to Shul, you have a few kinos, say one kina, and get up and break the fast. Shine will be the easiest fast of the year. Same Mikdash Hayom Kekulo on Tisha B'Av. I told you you'd like it. I told you you'd think it's a good idea. So the Gaonim says the following. Lulkein. Says, Chas v'shalom el adal dvam shenogim at Tisha B'Av. Ain't no again by Mikdash Yom Kekulo, Ela Kol HaYom. Chalila, we would apply it Tisha B'Av, we observe these four observances the whole day. No shower, no anointing, no leather shoes, no intimacy. As long as the fast applies, the Nihuge Avelus, the morning applies as well. Just like the fast goes to the end of the day, the Nihuge Avelus go to the end of the day as well. And don't think that you'll say Miktsayom for every Tainas Tzibur. Sure, it'll be the busiest fast days ever. You fast, especially if it's a minor fast day. You wake up in the morning, you skip your coffee, I don't know, you fast for 5 minutes, Miktsayom Kukulo, Ribono Shalom. It's as if I observed the whole day. As if I observed the whole day. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? On your wife's anniversary, you don't have to treat her nice the whole day. In the morning, you say happy anniversary. Mix and say yom kukulo, shine. You don't have to be good the whole day. Why don't we say mix and yom kukulo? So look where I underline the bottom of source 8. Says the Otsa Agonim, lo keinu. V'shayni tishabov. Shebedinu l'sabo yomim rabim. V'af b'yasor ba'av nisrav b'yis rishon. V'amar b'yocham tzaka. Ilu ha'yisi boso ador lo kavate el ba'asiri. V'rabbanan. So the Otzer Gonim answers the following. In other words, in theory, you're right. Tisha B'Av is a din in Avelus. Avelus Miktsayim Kekulo. You should have said Miktsayim Kekulo on Tisha B'Av. Elamai. It's not really only the ninth. The truth is, most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt on the 10th. And it should be 2 days. But Chazal knew we couldn't fast, we couldn't endure for 2 days. So they had to choose which time, and they said, if it's a conflict between instituting the fast when the building began to burn versus when most of it burnt, they instituted it based on when the building began to burn, which is very instructive to us, as many Achronim point out. Why? Because the Ikar Avelus is not the loss of the building. What is it? The cause of the loss of the building. We're not mourning the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're mourning that we are unworthy of a Beis HaMikdash. And when did the Ribbono Shel Olam make the choice that we are unworthy? On the 9th of Av. True, most of the building burnt on the 10th of Av. But since he made the choice on the 9th, in fact, what we're mourning is the catalyst. What we're mourning is our unworthiness. That's why we fast on the 9th. But says the Otzar Gaonim, really you should fast the 9th and the 10th. So you can't say Miktsayim Kekulo when that wasn't even the only day. In theory, it should have been the 9th and the 10th. Last year I saw a great piece by Rav Asher Weiss. He gave a shir last year. Last year was a Nidche, no? Tisha B'Av was Motzei Shabbos? Yeah, yeah. This year also?
Sunday.
Oh. Anyway, he quoted his fast, and again, it's not a topic for right now, but all kinds of machloksim, rishonim, achronim, about how we're noeg when it falls on Saturday night, Sunday. And he tried to touch it up by saying that according to one sad, it could be that on a year where the ninth falls on Shabbos, they revert to saying Tisha B'Av is on the 10th. It's not a nidche. Is it really Tisha B'Av was the ninth, but since it was Shabbos, we're observing it on the 10th? Or no, that when the ninth fell on Shabbos, that year, they said, you know what, normally it really should be both days, we can't make it both days, which day will we make it? We'll make it the day that it all began. That's true normal years. But in a year where the ninth falls on Shabbos, we'll go the other way and say that the Ikar Tisha B'Av is on the 10th. So is the 10th, is a year like this really a nidche? Or the Ikar Tisha B'Av is... Asir B'Av, it's not really Tisha B'Av. Right, so that's part of his nafkamina. Are the Dvarim Shebitzinah still Asur on Shabbos?
Yeah.
So if you say it's Nidche, it means that the Ikar Tisha B'Av is still Tisha B'Av. We'll just push off observing it till Saturday night, Sunday, but really Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. But if you say even Dvarim Shebitzinah are Mutter, it means they lift it, it's not Tisha B'Av, it's really on the 10th of Av. Yeah. Yeah. Then it should be Mutter. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's a separate. Rav Asher had that piece last year. That was the shir he gave last year on Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Otzar Gonim says, since Tisha B'Av really should be the 9th and the 10th, you can't say Miktsayom. Meaning, in theory, you could say Miktsayom. You just can't say Miktsayom because really it's 2 days. Number one. Va'od, harayu tainis tzibur. Ve'en lo mashu b'tainis tzibur, ein nolan sandal archa sheikha. So, since it's Tainis Tzibur, you can't say Miktsayim Kekulo because it'd be a stira minei ubei. You know, is today over or not over? So you'll say part of today is over because now you got up off the floor and you wear leather shoes. I know we get up off the floor. You put on leather shoes and so on and so forth. So why are we still fasting? So since the fast goes till the end of the day, we'll make the Nihuge Avelis go to the end of the day too. In both answers that the Yotzei Gaonim gives, in both of his answers, he's saying that fundamentally, really, you should say Mikzayom Kekulo. We have a technical reason why you're not. Either because you should fast the 9th and 10th, so therefore you can't say Mikzayom Kekulo, or because it's also a Tainus Sibur, so the day is defined by the Tainus Sibur component, and the Nihuge Avelos follow the definition of the Tainus Sibur. So really, you should, in theory, be able to say it, but you can't say it for these two technical reasons. But Rav Schechter quotes... What?
Good reason for
Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av should be the 9th and the 10th. So you can't say Mikzayom Kekulo. Rav Schechter and Bikvei Atzon. Yeah, Rabbi Graham.
I wanted to say that you don't say Mikzayom Kekulo only because, for example, Tisha B'Av, it's a fast of Shavuos. For example, Yom Kippur also is Shavuos. So you
good.
There's no way you can say Mikzayom.
So just like we said on the year, it's Mikzayom Kekulo, not Mikzayom Hashana. So is this a fast of hours or a fast of a day? So Rav Schechter deals with this in Bikvei Atzon too. He quotes the Gilyoni Ashas. The Gilyoni Ashas says the following: "B'shem Haraman Bipanu Shehikshe. My time alone, name of B'chol Shabbos V'yantem Mikzayom Kekulo. Don't just ask it about Tisha B'Av. There are people who can't stand a 2-day, a 3-day Yantif Shabbos. They want to keep half Shabbos. You know the phenomenon of half Shabbos. So the Gilyoni Ashas wants to know." So the Ramah Mipana, one of the Rishonim, wants to know, why don't we say, forget half Shabbos, say a tenth of Shabbos. Mikzayom Kekulo. Wake up Shabbos morning and say good Shabbos and make Kiddush and then go get in the car. Mikzayom Kekulo. Why don't we say Mikzayom Kekulo on Shabbos? Observe a little Shabbos, it's as if you kept all Shabbos. Observe a little Yontif, it's as if you kept all Yontif. Why don't we say Mitzvah Kekulo? The Tirates, and he says the Davka binyanei tumav avelos amir nahachi bechdei lemait bahem, ava binyanei kedusha binyanei simcha ein ze min anachom. His answer is we use Mitzvah Kekulo in order to reduce unpleasant things. So avelos and tuma, we reduce, we diminish by saying part of the day is like the whole day. But when it comes to binyanei kedusha and binyanei simcha, things that we want to dwell in, things that we want to enjoy, we don't want to reduce or diminish, we want to prolong and elaborate. So the Gilyoni Hashas, Rav Yosef Engel, quotes this Ramah Mipanu, and then Rav Yosef Engel asks on him, he rejects the Ramah Mipanu's answer. Why? Because where do you fit Nazirus in? If you're right, if it's just Shabbos and Yontif versus Avelos and Tumah, so you can differentiate, you can divide into categories nicely. Shabbos and Yontif is Kedusha, I want to prolong it. I don't apply Mikzayom Kekulo. Tumah and Avelos, I want as little as possible, Mikzayom Kekulo. Where does Nazirus fit in? Which column? If I have a column called Kedusha and Simcha, and I have another column called Avelos and Tumah, where do you put Nazirus? The truth is Nazirus, it's all a separate shir on Nazirus. On the one hand, he brings a Korma Chattas. On the other hand, he's called the Kodosh. It's a Machlokas, Tanoim, Amorayim, Rishonim, and Achronim. Everyone has the ancient debate about the Nazir. Is the Nazir a hero or a villain? Is the Nazir holy, or did the Nazir take a shortcut to holiness? So, in theory, you could fit him in either column. That might be the Ramah Mipanu's answer to Rav Yosef Engel. True, it says Kadosh, that the Nazir is Kadosh, but he also deals with Tumah, and he also brings a Korma Chattas. So maybe he does belong under the, we reduce the length. But anyway, Rav Yosef Engel rejects the Ramah Mipanu because he says, you can't divide it along those lines, because then you got a problem with Nazir, because the Nazir is called Kadosh, and yet, you apply Mikzayom Kekulo. So we're back to the question. Back to the original question. Mikzayom Kekulo. Why don't you say on Shabbos, keep a shtick of Shabbos, you're done. Half Shabbos, quarter Shabbos, a third of Shabbos. Why don't we say, Mikzas Pesach Kekulo. Keep a little of Pesach, and you're done. And you're done. Says Rav Schechter, Shamati Bizem Michvod Rabbeinu, says Rav Schechter, I heard from the Rav, oh, now we start to get into the lumdus. When do you apply Mikzayom Kekulo? Only to something, which I remember when Rav Schechter said this in Shir, the way he put it was, something superimposed onto the calendar. not essentially intrinsically calendaric, but a count which is superimposed on the calendar. For example, Shabbos and Yontif are in the calendar. Every seventh day is Shabbos, whether you like it or not. Yontif, once you're Mekadesh the Chodesh, now Hillel HaZaken established the calendar Li'ol HaVoed, so we have a set calendar. And the 10th of Tishrei is Yom Kippur, the 15th of Tishrei is Sukkot, the 15th of Nisan is Pesach. It's not superimposed on the calendar, it is the calendar. It's intrinsic to the calendar. Let me put it to you differently. When you get your complimentary Jewish calendar from the funeral home, every calendar is printed telling you when Yom Kippur, when Sukkot, when Pesach, and when Shabbos are. Yes or no?
Yes.
So you can't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, because that's a day defined by the calendar, and the calendar defines that day until the very end of that day. Does the calendar print when someone's Shiva is? Not just because it's unpredictable. Does it print when it's Naziris is? No, why? That's not intrinsic to the calendar. It's a mla'os. It's a unit that is based on counting, and the counting correlates with the calendar, but it's not intrinsically connected or defined by the calendar. So the counting is superimposed on the calendar, but it's not intrinsically calendaric. V'hainu, that's what he says, Dinyan Ziva v'aveilas v'cherem eina yamak v'un beluach. The notion of being a zava, or aveilas, or cherem, those are superimposed on the calendar. It's a term. When something, you have a term, like a term limit, a term, 7 days, 30 days, 100 days, whatever the term is, that unit, those days are superimposed on the calendar. They correlate. You count them with the calendar, but they're not calendaric. Elano safamim al haluach, superimposed on the calendar. V'shayachem davka la'adam azeh b'prat. V'davka b'chaygad n'shayach lom mixes yom kikulo. So a unit of counting, which is imposed on the calendar, which is not universal. Shabbos and Yontif and Tisha B'Av are universal. Shiva and Tumah and Ziva and Cherem and Nizirus, they're not universal. They're particular to the person to whom it applies. So when something applies to you in the particular and it's imposed on the calendar, that's when you say Miktaseyam Kekulo. But something that's part of the calendar and defined by the calendar, then you don't say it. Shabbos v'yontav mashayach lom Miktaseyam Kekulo. Halo sofa yom huadayin Shabbos v'huadayin yontav l'fi aluach. You can't say Shabbos morning, oh, Shabbos is over. Look at the calendar. It says Shabbos is over until it says Shabbos. You can't say Yontif is over the morning of the first day of Pesach. Look at the calendar. The funeral home's calendar says it's Pesach until the end of the day. So you don't apply it to the particular person and the dates imposed on the calendar. You only apply it to those, but to the universal and intrinsic to the calendar, you don't apply it. Where does Tisha B'Av fall in, though? How would the Rav explain Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av calendaric? Or imposed on the calendar? How is it on the calendar? Open the Chumash and show me in the calendar.
No, the funeral.
Oh. So in this piece in Bikvei Atzon, Shechter quotes the Rav as saying the following. We all know the Medrash, that when the spies came back and gave the negative report, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have a Bechiyah Shalchinam, I'll make a Bechiyah Ledoros. When he made a Bechiyah Ledoros, he made a date on the calendar. So Tisha B'Av is not a day of Avelis that we superimpose on the calendar. The Ribono Shalom transformed the day to an inauspicious day of mourning. So Tisha B'Av is not a Mela'os. Tisha B'Av is not an observance, Nihugei Avelis, on the calendar like Shiva is. Tisha B'Av is the calendar. It is the observance of the calendar in that unique way. What about Yom Atzmu? Would you say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo? All right, we'll pick up with this in Mitzvah Shem next week.